PB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Cooler temperatures and rain chances are in the cards for this weekend's Sturgis Rally. Katie Pajorley is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Rapid City. She says there's also a chance of stronger storms.
This weekend, we're looking at chances for some showers and thunderstorms beginning tonight. We do have a marginal risk of some of those storms becoming severe across portions of the area, maybe not so much the Sturgis area, but then tomorrow chances of showers and thunderstorms will continue, and there's a little bit greater risk of some severe thunderstorms possibly in the Sturgis area.
Pajorley says tonight's severe weather threat is in the southwest corner of the state. This weekend's expected high temperatures are in the 70s and 80s. Pajorley says conditions are expected to change Monday.
Monday's looking a little drier and possibly slightly warmer, but then the rest of the week is nearly daily chances for showers and thunderstorms again.
Officials expect more than 500,000 bikers to attend the Sturgis Rally. Governor Dennis Dugard says the state should no longer require licenses for massage therapists and other occupations. Dugard spoke to a gathering earlier this week in Sioux Falls. U.S. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta told members of the Western Governors Association to streamline or eliminate unnecessary licenses that hold people back from jobs. Dugard says that while licensing for massage therapists may have been established to deter prostitution, that should be an issue for law enforcement. Current state law makes massages without a license a misdemeanor. That could mean up to a year in jail or a $2,000 fine. Recently, massage therapists have said the State Board of Massage Therapy is an ineffective enforcer. Two more defendants have admitted to taking part in a blackjack scheme at Dakota Sioux Casino near Watertown. 44-year-old Lito Bolacone and 29-year-old Jordan Rondell both pleaded guilty to a federal conspiracy charge.